Meanwhile, Edie May overcame her fears and gently crept down the basement steps to look for clues into her family's past. Reaching the last step, she hesitated for a moment and planted her feet on the cold floor. After timidly searching among the grimy things, she came upon the dark Maple Hope chest. She wiped off the dust with her arm and opened it slowly. Inside, she saw doves, tulips, and hearts weaved around like vines on a tree, the most incredible shapes patterned into the folds of fabric that seemed to belong to a quilt. She was just about to lift it out of the chest when the mole boy felt her presence and kicked. Edie May let out a scream that was heard throughout the house. She leapt back up the steps and found her worried parents at the top of the stairs. "The quilt," Edie May said, breathing heavily. "The quilt is alive and it kicked me." But her parents only chuckled. "Oh, silly Edie, it's probably just a rat." "No," she insisted, grabbing their hands. "You must go with me." As they clambered back down the stairs, the mole boy desperately looked for a place to hide. He could now escape the chest and did so, ripping open the small tear in the quilt, crawling out to the other corner of the dark basement. Quietly, he hid behind a weathered toy rocking horse. The mole boy kept silent, eyeing the three walk over to the old chest. Edie's father lifted out the quilt. They found a sort of nest between the folds, which they simply brushed away, imagining it to be from the rats. There was also loose unravelled cordage still attached to the quilt, leading to the dim corner where the mole boy hid. Edie May's parents cut the dangling thread and told the girl the quilt needed cleaning. They carried the fabric womb back up the steps, shutting the door and the boy in the basement. Free of the trunk, the boy born from mould had many more enjoyable morsels for his palate. Also for his amusement was a seemingly endless supply of bygone toys, traditional clothes and heirlooms that the family had long forgotten. Why, there was even a collection of canned fruit, nourishment much needed for his health. One day, through the vents, the mould boy heard Edie's parents discussing the quilt, and how they had no clue of its origin. "Perhaps," they said, "we should find out its value and see if we can sell it." Distressed, the mould boy clumsily knocked over a dusty jar of marbles. Splat! Ping! Pang! They spread all over the floor, nearly giving him away.